Right now, we're joined by a two-time Stanley Cup winner. He played 9 seasons in the NHL. He is a mental health and concussion advocate. He is the owner of TPD Hockey, the founder of Chapter 5 Foundation. My guest is Daniel Carcillo. Daniel, really nice to have you on the program. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, Daniel. There's so many things I want to talk to you about because what you're doing with your life right now and with the lives of other players is so important. But let me jump right in and go back to when you retired in 2015. At that time, you wrote a piece for the Players Tribune about your friend Steve Monador, a player who many people remember. Let me start there. What was Steve like as a friend?
Just a guy that everybody got along with, a guy that you'd love to have on your team, a guy that... would take the young guys out to dinner and always be there for you. When I got to Chicago, I was actually newly sober, and he kind of took me under his wing, and we basically did everything together, and he showed me how to lead a sober life. So I truly believe that I owe my life to him, because not only for those years, but he also introduced me to the Cara Clinic, and that type of treatment is definitely life-saving.
After he passed away, you started to speak out about life after hockey and how guys like Monty struggle with the transition into life outside of hockey. I mean, there's something of a code that you're not supposed to talk about something like that because it might be seen as a distraction, but you felt compelled to do it anyway. Why was that?
I think amongst men, there's a pretty big stigma attached to speaking honestly, transparently, and showing vulnerability. I believe that that's the only way to... smash that stigma and to really get the word out on not only TBIs, not only concussions, but mental health as a whole. The more that I think men use their platform to speak honestly about what is really going on, the more we can reach other lives and help other people.
Daniel Carcillo is my guest. In terms of mental health and concussion awareness, you've talked about how your speech started to get slurred. The sun would start to hurt your eyes more and more. When did that first start happening, and what did you think about it at first?
It was about 2 years, 2 years after retirement. Things like that, light sensitivity. If I didn't have my glasses on me, I'd have to try to close my eyes and run to my car. If I opened my eyes in the sun, then I'd have a splitting headache the rest of the day. Suicidal ideation, anxiety, depression, things that I was never predisposed to, and I didn't know why they were happening to me. Thank gosh, and like I said before, in 2013, Steve had introduced me to the Cara Clinic in Atlanta, and so I had some knowledge about it, but I was putting it off, and I thought that it would go away, and with post-concussive symptoms, they don't go away. They only get worse, and they only linger, and so I knew there was an out. I knew there was a clinic in Orlando that could identify the parts of your brain that are injured and help you make new neurological pathways around those dead neurons. And so I just kind of picked myself up, and one day I just went. And I describe getting people into treatment for post-concussive symptoms like it's like talking to an addict. Until it gets bad enough, a lot of people are really hesitant to go, number one, because they're skeptical. Number two, it's not an easy proposition as a 33-year-old man to go to a clinic. I have 2 young kids and a 3rd on the way, and assess the state of my brain. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to know. And then there's the other part, right? You're a proud guy. You've got this warrior mentality. And, I mean, you're wired, too, and been taught to fight through everything and then not tell anybody what you're dealing with. But it seems to me, I would argue that it's braver to say that something is wrong. And that's exactly what you did. What was that process like to start telling people initially that something wasn't right?
It's freeing. And every day, that's how I lead my life. I speak transparently. I speak honestly about the things that I've gone through to hopefully enact change, number one, and then help other people. And the video that I did with the Players Tribune has 7.5 million views in 15 days. And the NHL and NHL TSN and the NHL Network, nobody's picked that up. And so what that tells me is that there's a need for this type of understanding for post-concussive symptoms, and people are wondering why these high-operating people are coming back, veterans, firefighters, police officers, why they're coming into I call it the real world, and acting out of character, doing things where you shake your head, you know, guys getting in their car, driving drunk, making bad decisions. And what they need to understand is that parts of your brain are shut down, right? Your frontal lobe, your lower right cortex, decision-making parts of your brain are not working properly. And you need to identify those parts of the brain and then stimulate them and get them working again and make new neurological pathways. And then you'll feel like you're 16 again. I really, I was wondering if I was ever going to feel like myself again, like I was 16 before I drove to Sarnia, Ontario, before I started playing junior hockey. And I do. Thank gosh for that clinic.
Daniel Carcillo is my guest. You know, to that point about how the NHL is not picking up on that video, despite those views, have the NHL and the NHLPA done enough to protect and educate their players?
No, not at all. They do zero to educate. during training camp, there's a mandatory substance abuse meeting, so they tell you the effects of marijuana or other drugs on your brain. But never once in 9 years did I hear anything about the risks of not only head trauma, but the risks of repetitive head trauma.
Daniel, I've heard a lot of NHL players over the course of the last 30 years talk about what it means to get their name on the cup. You've got your name on the cup twice. You said, quote, "You can take my name off the Stanley Cup twice over. I can't live like that anymore," end quote. It's an amazingly powerful thing to say. What makes you say that, and what was it like getting to that point?
I said that so you can take my name off the cup because, to be honest with you, I would love another conversation with my friend, with Steve Monador. Mm. And that's the reason I said that. And I don't love the NHL. I've said this as well. I love the game of hockey. And I don't understand their position. I do understand their position. It's about money, but it's a three-prong attack, right? Like, what I'm trying to advocate for is proper understanding, diagnosis, and care for a traumatic brain injury. It'll be better, number one, for the human beings, for the athletes, because they don't leave the sport with a chemical imbalance and wonder and suffer, you know, through something that they just don't understand. Number two, it's good for the fans because you get an optimized athlete. Hand-eye coordination is off the charts. If you've seen Sidney Crosby this year knocking pucks out of midair, he's the only one doing it. Well, it's because he's doing vision training, right, from the Carrick Institute. And then number three, it's good for the owners because you have an athlete who's less prone to injury and less man games lost. So everybody wins.
All right, so there are kids who play hockey who are listening right now. There are parents of kids who play hockey who are listening right now. What do you want them to know, and what do you want them to think about?
I want them to know that you can better protect your brain through vision training, through increasing your spatial awareness, peripherals. I'm actually going to implement that. I've made a partnership with the Carrick Institute and Dr. Clark, who implements that sort of vision training with the University of Cincinnati of Ohio. And he has some really amazing anecdotes and some really amazing research that backs his findings up. And what that does, just think of vision training like working your bicep out, right? You work your bicep, you do bicep curls, your bicep gets bigger. So with vision training, your brain is a softball. Without vision training, your brain is the size of a golf ball. Now, concussions aren't preventable, and especially in the game of hockey, they're going to happen. The worst type of concussion that you can get is the one you don't see coming. If you're working out your brain and you have this vision training, then you don't have a golf ball rattling around in your head. You have a softball. So that's how this vision training can help protect kids. And it's just really, really exciting. You know, I've done research for 3.5 years now, and I didn't open my mouth for 3 years. And I had to start talking about this, and I have to speak honestly about this every single day because I still see my friends being treated the wrong way in the NHL. You know, they get hit in the head, they're suffering from post-concussive symptoms, and they keep injecting their neck. You know, they won't even say the word head. And I just can't stand by. Like in my career, when I saw injustice, when I saw somebody getting picked on, I would go out and I would protect my teammate, and this is no different.
He is the owner of TPD Hockey, a mental health and concussion advocate, founder of the Chapter 5 Foundation, Daniel Carcillo. Very important topic of conversation. Daniel, I wish we had more time, but I think we really covered that pretty well, given the time that we had. I appreciate you very much. Great to have you on the show. If there's somebody listening who wants more information, quickly, how would they go about getting it?
Go to my social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram. On Twitter, it's CarbombBoom13. On Instagram, it's DanielCarcillo13. And you can find an email in the bio and just email me and I'll respond.
Great, Daniel. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck with that. Hope we can do it again soon. Talk some more.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it, man.
You too. Daniel Carcillo. Want your thoughts on what you just heard. Telephone number is toll-free nationwide. Really critical conversation.